It's daf is daf chavches. So we got to the very top line. The two dots, Gemara quotes from the Mishnah. Parsha gedola, karinosa b'shnayim. If it's a larger parsha, they would split it up, referring to the different kriyas haTorah for the mamado. So if it's a larger parsha, they'd read it in two. V'shachres musaf u'mincha, karin alpiyim. So they read them shachres musaf and mincha, they read it alpeh. So the Gemara's not sure where exactly to put the comma here. Ibarilu asks the Gemara, Heche Kamar, how does he read the Mishnah? Is it Bishachres V'Musaf Karanosa B'Sefer, Kama? And then Mincha Karanosa Alpeh, then you recite it by heart, Ki Karanas Shema? Oh, Dil Mahachi Katani, or maybe the Mishnah should be read, Bishachres Karanosa B'Sefer, Kama? And the Musaf Mincha Karanosa Alpeh, Ki Karanas Shema? So the suffix is, where do you place Musaf? Is Musaf part of the Shachres where you read it in the Sefer Torah, or is it part of Mincha, the second half, and you read it Alpeh? Gemara brings a brisa Tashma, Desani, the brisa teaches that Shachris Uv and Musaf Nichnas on the base Knesset of Karin Kedek Shikarin Kalashana. So Musaf is going to be coupled with Shachris that you read it from the Sefer. Uvimincha Yachid Karas Alpe, and then the individuals read it, the Kriyas HaTorahs Alpe. So then the Gemara says, Amar Yosi, Vichy Yachid Yachal Lakos Divrei Torah Alpe, but Tzibur, is a Yachid allowed to read to the Torah, from the read Kriyas HaTorah, but Tzibur Alpe? Certainly not. There's an Isser of Devarim Shebech Tzav Yetar Rosh HaLobim. Alpeh, the Gemara tells us in Gittin, based on different psukim. You cannot recite psukim b'alpeh. So unclear why the Gemara is saying it this way. Rabbi Yossi seems like it's saying, it's only Isser when a Yachid says this in Tzibur. But if a Yachid says this on his own, he would actually be permitted to say this. Not so clear that that's halacha. I believe there's a Ritva in Gittin that might say that. That only when a person is being motzi other people is there an Isser to say it alpeh. But when you're not being yotzei, then you're not. He quotes that down there? Okay, fine. But the way we normally paskin brought down Shulchan Aruch, there's a siman about Dvarim Shebechsav Yetha Rosh HaLomrim Alpeh, the Isser of saying Psukim Bal Alpeh, that applies really across the board. Now, there are certain heterim, things that everybody knows by heart, such as Shema, then you're allowed to say Bal Peh. Or something like Karban Tamid, the Shulchan Aruch says, you could say Bal Peh. Mishabrua adds also Tehillim. Since everybody knew Tehillim Bal Alpeh, you could also say Tehillim Bal Peh, right? Everyone knows Tehillim Bal Peh? Not really, but the Mishabrua, at least when he lived and whoever he's quoting, did know Tehillim Shalpeh. Alpeh. So there are different examples that people would know Alpeh that you're allowed to. The Gemara says, we learned this in Megillah last Zman, that the Sofrim, in their group, they're allowed to say Alpeh. They don't have to look at another mezuzah or tulin to write the psukim because they know it Balpeh, at least in their world. But we wouldn't be able to say the other psukim, not forget Shema, but the other psukim on tulin, we can't say Bahar because we're not Sofrim. Okay, that's a whole other discussion. Now, in light of this question, though, Rabbi Yossi says, since it's asur to say alpeh, so how could that be? How could you say b'mincha or yachid going to say alpeh? Ella, what he means is kulan and nichnasin v'karon asa alpeh k'karon asa shema. So he answers that no, they're not being motzi anybody. Each of the individuals are saying it b'alpeh by themselves. So clearly, this gemara serves as a raya for shita's ritva. The isser only applies when you're being motzi others, but when you're saying it for yourself, then you're not going to be. There's no isser. Okay, Gemara now says, Kol Sheish, quotes from the Mishnah, Kol Sheish Bo Halel Ein Bo Mamid. Whenever there's a Halel, there is no Mamid in Shacharis. Let's just see the whole Mishnah for a second. Remember exactly what the Mishnah taught us. Let's see. Okay, that's what the Gemara asks to see what the question is. So Gemara says, Ma Hefrish Ben Zelazer. What is the difference between this one and that one? What's the question here? So Rashi says on the top two lines down, Ma hefrish bein zeh lezeh, Maishna, de carbon etzim, dochi mamid de bin ila. That there's carbon etzim, then you do not say mamados during ni'ila. Ubin mamid de mincha, lo dochi. But when you bring the carbon etzim, it's not doche the mincha. Right? The day you bring carbon etzim, it's a very, very busy day. So you say there's no mamid, we don't do the mamados at nila, but you do still do the mamados during mincha. Why? So answer the Gemara, halu divrei Torah, v'halu divrei sofrim. Mincha is divrei Torah. Rashi explains Yitzchak Avinu is one who's mesakin tefilas mincha. So since it's deraisa, we're not going to push it off because of carbon etzim. But since ni'il is only mid-divrei sofrim, says Rashi, based on the Gemara here, then you would push it off. We are pushing it off because of carbon etzim.
Do we really say that mincha is deraisa?
So, we saw the first daf in Tainis, Bezim and Aleph, Torah, Tefillah Minat Torah Minayin, or exactly what the Lashon was, but the Gemara says, Ezra Voda Shebelev, right? Remember that Gemara? Right, Minolan de Betfila. How do you know that you're supposed to ask for Geshem in Tefillah, because it says, Lava es Hashem Elokeichem ulav debechol vavchem eizu avodah shei belev havei omer zu Tefillah. So this is the source of Daraisa. So it's such a
kind.
That Machlokes Rishonim, is it just once a day? Is it Shrach, Shachar, Mincha? So I think what I'm trying to say here probably is that there at least the concept, according to all Rishonim, the concept exists in the Torah. Although it might not be one of the Minhag Mitzvahs, but at least the concept exists. As opposed to the Ne'ilah, there is no source. That's probably how you have to read it.
Really, it's the Korbanos, the Tefillos were Gemara Brachas.
Yeah, that's one opinion. Rashi is taking the opinion that's connected to Avos Tiknum. That's based on what the Avos did.
We think just an Asmachta, no?
Which the Avos. Again, no, it could be. It's not an Asmachta. They really did. These are real drushes, but we're not. We don't normally bring halacha, but the Gemara does bring that as a raya. Now, the fact that they did this is not going to be necessarily a din deraisa. It's a concept that they created it. Does it translate to a deraisa for us? That's based on the pasuk on Daf Beis here. Now, how seriously you take that pasuk? But okay, there's a lot to work out here between the different sources. Okay, the Gemara now says the two dots, man atse kwan v'ha'am. So the Gemara quotes a braisa, tani rabbanan, lama hitzruch lomar, zman atse kwanim v'ha'am. What was the need to say the different days of the bringing the Eitzim? So, Amru, they said, Kisha'alu Bnei HaGola, when the Bnei HaGola came back from Bavel with Ezra, Lomatu Eitim B'Lishcha, they entered to the base of Mikdash, and there's no wood left in the Lishcha. Vamdu Elu, there are these individuals who the Mishnah goes on to list, and Visnabdu Michalahem, they decided to dedicate on their own the wood. V'kach Hisnu Nevim Shebeneim, and the Nevim who were with him at the time made the following rules and stipulations. Sha'afilu Lishcha Melea Eitim, even if the lishcha is full to the top of wood, Yehu Elu Misnabda Mishalem. These individuals should continue to donate from their own firewood. Shenemar, the pasuk says, quote the pasuk in Zechariah, Va'garolos Hipalnu, they had drawn lots, Al Karbon Eitzam, Hakranim Halavim Ha'am, La'avi Levesa Alkein Levesa Avasim, La'avi Levesa Alkein Levesa Avasenu, La'itim Mizumanim, for set time, Shana B'Shana each year, Levar Al Mizbeth, is all part of the pasuk, Hashem Alkeinu Kalkasu B'Torah. So that's why they had the whole list of these different dates, because they wanted to continue, because again, when they returned after Galus, there was no wood left, they never wanted to be again that way, where there's empty of wood, so they continued to donate, even though it may have been overflowing. Okay. Marna says, V'imam kwan m'levim v'chol mi v'chulei. The Bryce says, Tani Rabbanon, ma hayu b'nei gonve ali u'b'nei kote k'tios amru. So what are they functioning here as? So Pamachas, one time, Gazu Malchus Gzeira al Yisrael Shali Avu Eitzim Lamaracha. One time, there was a Gzeira, that Klal Yisrael was not able to bring wood to the base of Mikdash, and also Shalo Yavu Bikurim Lushlaim, they couldn't bring the first fruits of the year. Now, which fruits do you bring? What's considered Bikurim? Which fruits?
Fruits on the tree.
Which fruits, though?
Grapes.
Yeah. Shivas Aminim. But only the halachas bikurim, the first fruits, only apply to shivat haminim. It doesn't apply to other fruits. So it comes along the new season, the new fruits that you have of the shivat haminim, you bring to the base of Mikdash. That's called bikurim. And you give it to the kohen when you get there. So they made a gzera that you cannot bring the wood to the base of Mikdash, nor can you bring the bikurim to the base of Mikdash. So what happened? Voshivu prizdaos al hadrachim. They set up these different checkpoints on the paths. Kedach Shehoshiv Yeravam ben Nevat Shelo Yalu Yisrael Regel, similar to what Yeravam had done, that he set up these checkpoints to prevent Klal Yisrael from going up to Yushalayim Lalila Regel. Uma Asu Ksherim Shabosa Dor the Yirei Chet. What do the people who were really Yirei Chet? What do they do to circumvent this? Heviu Saleh Bikurim. They brought back baskets of Bikurim. Vechipum, and they cover them with Ktsius. They cover them with what's Ktsius? Right, exact dry figs, right? The dry figs that were mashed together became like these types of cakes, these hard figs mashed together. V'nalum, and they took them, these baskets covered in this covering of figs. V'ale al-kasfem, they put them on their shoulders. V'chemin shigio etal prosdalos, they got to the checkpoints. Amru lehem, so the officers asked them, l'heichan atem holchen, where are you guys going? So Amru lehem, they said, l'asos shnei igulei dvela, v'machtashes shilafanenu, I'm going to press the figs more to make these fig cakes. Ubali shal kasvenu, and all the leaves, I guess, that are on their shoulders, and kevin shavu mehen. And once they passed the checkpoints, itrim besalim, they had then adorned the baskets. There's a whole Indian of making the Bikurim look very beautiful as you present them to the Kohanim. So once they pass the checkpoint, then they expose the Bikurim and adorned it. And Tana Hein Hein B'nei Silmai Hanu Tafti. And these were the individuals who had done this. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan Ma Hein B'nei Silmai Hanu Tafti. So who were these individuals? Another Brisa tells us. Amru, they said, Pamachas Gazu Malchus Gzera. They made a Gzera. Al Yisrael Shelo Yavu Eitim Lamarcha. That you couldn't bring wood to the base of the Mikdash. Voshivu Prosdaos Al Drachim. They set up checkpoints. Gedech Shoshiv Yeravim and Nevat Al Drachim, like Yeravim had done. Shel Yalu Yisrael Regel. Ma Asu Yerechet Shabal Sador. What do they do? Those who feared Hashem. Hivu Gizrehen. They brought their beams of wood. Vasu Sulamus. They had built ladders out of them. Venucha Kasreman carried these ladders on their shoulders. Vahalchulahem, they went along the way. Came in Shagil Etzlan, they got to the checkpoint. Amulam, they asked him, Lahechan Atem Holchen, where are you guys going with these ladders? And Amulam, they said, Lahavi Gozlos Mishovach Shilafanenu, we're going to collect the doves that are in the nests above. Ubisulamo Shah Kasvenu, with using these ladders that are on our shoulders. Came in Shavru Mehen, since they, once they passed the checkpoints, Pirkum, they took apart the ladders, Vivim, they brought the pieces of wood, Vehalum Lerushlaim, brought them to Yushlaim to the Harbais. Valem, Vakodyot Behem, who Omer, and regarding these individuals and others like this, these Yerechet, Omer, it says, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Remember the Tzadik for blessing. Vayravam ben Nevat, Vechaverav, the Risham, what does it say? Nemar Vishem Yerusham Yirkav, that the names of the Risham should go rotten and spoiled. Gemara now quotes further from the mission of the Esrim, Bo, in the 20th of the day, Be'abnei Pachas Moab ben Yehuda. The Tan and the Brisa tells us, B'nei Pachas Moav ben Yehuda, Hein Hein B'nei David ben Yehuda, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Apparently the name Pachas was the same name as David, according to the first opinion. And then the second opinion, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hein Hein B'nei Yoav ben Tzruya. No, this was actually Yoav, so there's a machlokas who this was. Was this Yoav or was this David HaMelech? Okay, Rashi just points out here that Yoav came from Rus as well, similar to David. Okay, the Yoav apparently was the, let's see, to aim Yoav achos David. So Yoav is the nephew of David. Yoav's mother was the sister of David. Okay, they were related. Gemara now says, Be'esrim Belul, the 20th of Elul, B'nei Edion, Ben Yehuda, V'chule, Tanur Rabbanan, B'nei Edion, Ben Yehuda, Hein Hein, B'nei David, Ben Yehuda, Tivir Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hein Hein, B'nei Yoav, Ben Tzuriah. Again, same machlokas, who this was. Was it David or was it Yoav? Be'echa B'tevas, Teves, the first of Teves, which of course is also Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh, Shebo B'nei Pirash, Shnia V'chule. So Mani Masisin, who is the author of our Mishnah? Lo Rabbi Meir, Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Rabbi Yossi. Could not be any of those. Why? Because E Rabbi Meir, if it's Rabbi Meir as the author, it should have said, Lisne Shavu B'nei, they would return back, Shavu B'nei David Ben Yehuda Shnia. They would return back a second time. E Rabbi Yehuda, Lisne Shavu B'nei David Ben Yehuda Shnia. If it's according to Rabbi Yehuda, that should say, wait one second here. Let's see, what's the question here? Let me see, what does the Mishnah say? Who came Echa B'Shevet? Look back at the Mishnah one second, guys. Okay, let's get this straight. So again, we had first that Zman Atzei Ha'am. I'm not getting this point in the Gemara here. Again, the Mishnah says, Be'echad b'teves shavu b'nei perish shnia. The son of Pirash came back a second time. So we had that earlier. But how does this connect to the Machlokas, Rabbi Meir and B'Yosi? But how does it connect to this, though?
I think because it's also that's why again, you know, it's really, you know.
I think only one family returned a second time. So I guess our mission is that it was B'nai
Rabbi Parash wasn't the same though as Ben Yehuda, was it?
Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda are saying that it was David who came back, that David's family came back the second time.
Mm-hmm.
And Rav Yossi says it was Yoav ben Tzruya.
Before they said Bnei Pachas, and there was...
But Bnei Pachas was a different day, though.
It was Yoav ben Tzruya, so it's different.
So I'm not sure why we want to think that this returning would be is the same machlokas as above. Okay, I'm not entirely sure here. Okay, I'm not sure exactly how we're connecting this machlokas to the previous thing. Let's look at Rashi for a second. Let's try to get some clarity in Rashi. Rashi says, look at you see Rashi lisnei shavu bnei David shnia da kama Rabbi Meir pachas Moav haynu David. He old pachas Moav is referring to David. Rabbi Huda bnei Edion haynu David uvmasnisin katani behedya bnei David hadar katani bnei pachas Moav dilrei Meir Rabbi Huda nami Edion haynu David shabo shavu shnia mibaylet. So, I see what's going on here. The Mishnah says a second case, Bnei David. It says Bnei David here explicitly. Now, if they're interpreting that Pachas is referring to David, so it should have said that David's returning back a second time like it does by Shavu Bnei Parash. We're not trying to reinterpret Bnei Parash. That's Vaday, Bnei Parash returns a second time. But again, earlier in the Mishnah, it first said again, it says explicitly, Bnei David Ben Yehuda. Everybody agrees. Esen B'Tamas was Bnei David Ben Yehuda. So then later on, when it says Bnei Pachas Moab Ben Yehuda, it should say Shavu Bnei Pachas a second time, because Bnei Pachas is David HaMelech, according to one opinion. And if you interpret it to be Yoav, well, Yoav was mentioned earlier also. So then it should say Shavu Yoav a second time. And the fact that it didn't say that tells us that neither one of them could have been the authors, that Bnei Pachas must have been a separate family other than David and Yoav. So Gemara says, no, what's going on here is Li'olam really Rabbi Yossi. It's Rabbi Yossi. Betrei Tana Liba Rabbi Yossi. There are two opinions of what Rabbi Yossi really held, whether it was Yoav or was it not Yoav. Okay, last line of the Amud now. The Gemara says, Becha Betavis Lohaya B'maimit V'chule. Amalei Mark Shisha Brei the Rav Chisda Rav Ashi. He asks the following question. Now going on to Amud Beis. Maishna Halel. When there's Hallel in Shacharis, it pushes off the Mamid that takes place during Shacharis. U'mayishna Musaf lo dachi didei. When there's a Musaf on the day, we don't push off the Mamid, we let the Mamid continue. So again, on a day when there's a Hallel, let's say any day, let's say Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah, let's say Chanukah is a good example. A day of Chanukah, there's Hallel. So we say there's no Mamid during Rosh Chodesh, there's no time, rather on Chanukah, there's no time in Shacharis. You're busy doing the halal, so there's no time for mamid. But why when there's a musaf, like in Rosh Chodesh, even though there's musaf, we still have the mamid and musaf? Shouldn't we say there's no time because we're busy saying musaf? So the Gemara says, Amar le Rav Ashi, hashta delav didei dachi, didei lo kol shekein. So if it's something that now that we're establishing, that something that's not it, it's doche, then certainly it itself should be doche. What's that question saying here? Right, because we say that day there's a carbon musaf, we don't have a mamid during mincha. So if the carbon musaf is going to push off the mamid in mincha, then certainly it should push off the mamid during musaf itself. So the Gemara says, "Amar lehachi kamina lecha." This is what I mean to say: lo litche eladi day. When there's a carbon musaf, it should only push off the mamid of itself, meaning the mamid of musaf, and it shouldn't push off the mamid of mincha. So comes along, "Amar leika." Rabbi Yossi, Dekai Kavaseich, Rabbi Yossi holds like you, Desanya, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Kol Yom, Sheyesh Bo Musaf, any day that there's Musaf, Yesh Bo Mamid, there's a Mamid, Mamid Demai, which Mamid is there? Elay Mamid the Shachar, if there's a Mamid in the morning, Hotanakama Nami Hachikamar, that's exactly what the Tanakama holds. Ella, what it means is, Mamid the Musaf, the day, Nami Lodacha, El the Mincha. Wait 1 second, how do we read that line there? So what are we saying here? it must be that the mamid demusa of the day, nami lo dacha, that's not even going to push off its own mamid, that there still will be a mamid of musaf. Okay. So Ella, then the question is, there's some girsa change here. Ella de mincha, carbon eitzim dachi. But the mincha is being pushed off by the carbon eitzim that takes place. Ella lav de ni'ila. So it must be that shma mina di day dachi, the lav di day lo dachi, shma mina. What comes out of all this is that as follows. That the carbon musaf is able to actually does push off its own mamid, but does not push off the mincha time. So it comes out of this, again, there's some confusing girsalas here, and the way the Mishnah should be read. What we're saying from this in the end of the day is, whatever addition to the tefillah is taking place, that maimer that's parallel to that addition in tefillah will be pushed off. So if there's halal and shacharis, that means there's no maimer in shacharis. If there's carbon musaf, so then there's no maimer in carbon musaf. If there's carbon etim later on in the day during mincha time, that means there's no maimer the carbon mincha during the mincha time. That's what comes out at the end of the day. So then the Gemara asks the question, Lisnei nami be'echa b'nisan, lo haya b'maymid, b'mnei sheyesh b'halal v'karben musaf v'karben etzim. On alf b'nisan, there's a lot going on there. There's halal, and there's musaf because Rosh Chodesh, and also it's one of the days that they bring karben etzim. So if that's the case, there shouldn't be any mamados, because there's a reason to push off the mamad of shachris because of hillel, the mamad of musaf because of karben musaf, and the mamad of mincha because of karben etzim. So why does the Mishnah not list that as an example? So Amar Rava Zos Amersis comes to teach me that Halila de Bereish Yircha Lav Deraisa. The Rosh Chodesh Halel that we say is not a Deraisa, and it will not push off the Mamad of Shachris. Meaning on Rosh Chodesh, even though there's Halel, since it's only a Chatzi Halel, it's a Dilug, we skip it, it does not have the ability to push off Mamad, and there is a Mamad on the morning of a Rosh Chodesh.
I thought it was all
about
time.
Right, so but Rosh Chodesh Halel is still shorter, not much shorter, but it's shorter by a couple of paragraphs. So Gemara says, "Now, Damar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Yishimon Ben Yotzadik Shmona Asar Yom B'Shana." I asked this. I told you this is one of the questions to those who were here the first night of Pesach when I spoke. I told you that story of that guy who was asking his Kol Elyon Bechina, Rav Shechter, name the 18 Hallels that we say the 18 full Hallels throughout the year. So this is one of the Gemaras that appears here, Gemara in Brachos and Gemara in Erchin. What are the 18 Hallels? 18 days that we say Hallel. So I said that we'll go through now. There are eight on Sukkot. There's eight that we say on Hanukkah, that's 16. And then there's one that we say on Pesach, that's 17. And the boy was trying to figure out the last one, and he guessed Yom Ha'atzmaut, and he was wrong. It was really Shavuos was the 18th one. That's the Gemara we're about to see right now. So the Gemara says, Shmone Asar Yom B'Shana. There are 18 days that a person, it says what we say, a full Hallel throughout the year, that Yachad Gomer Banetz Hallel, that we complete the Hallel, the Elohein, Shemona Simei Chag, Shemona Simei Chanukah, the Yom Tov Harishon Shapesach, the Yom Tov Shel Ataris. Ubegola, Esim Vechad Yom. In Chutzlars, it's 21 because we double everything up. There's 8, there's rather 9 on Sukkot, 8 on Chanukah, that's 17, then there's 2 on Pesach, and 2 on Shavuos, that gives a total. The Gemara itself says this all. Okay, I'm sorry for repeating this. Ve'iluhin, tisha si yom me'achag, shmona si me'achanaka, shnei yomim rishonim shel Pesach, u'shnei yomim tovim shel atzeres. These are the 21 days in Chutzlartz. Look at the top Tosas just for a second here. Tosas writes on top here, v'yom tov harishon shel Pesach, hu gomer, halal, aval shmona yimei Pesach lo. Why don't we complete the rest of the days of Pesach, like we do by Sukkot? Mishum de lo dami lechanukah, it's not similar to Chanukah v'sukkos. De Chanukah dinahu ligmor halel. It makes sense for Chanukah to say a new halel on each day. De chol hashmona yamim hayahneis miskadel. The neis got greater and greater each day. The fact that the oil lasted more and more and more, even though there's less and less oil, it was a greater neis each day. Vayah kol chad v'chad yom tov. Each day was considered an independent yom tov. And Sukkot, he goes on to explain, based on the Gemara in Erechim, since there's a new carbon, a different carbon that's brought each day of the Sukkot, it warrants its own carbon, our own halal. We describe any time there's a new carbon, that day turns into a different Yom Tov.
Why is there a
fourth
between Chanukah?
In terms of halal?
Yeah.
The Gemara itself asks this question in Megillah and in Erechim, it says, why isn't that Purim? Why is there no halal in Purim? So one answer says, it is one. Kriyasa Zuhalilasa. That's one of the other answers, because a Nais in Chutzlaritz does not qualify for Halam. So Gemara now says, Rav Ikle Le Bavel. One time Rav visited Bavel. Chazina, he saw the Kakari Halal Barish Yarcha. There was Rosh Chodesh, and he saw that they were reading Halal. Savar La Sukina, he was about to stop them. He said, you don't say Halal and Rosh Chodesh. Kavan the Chaza, the Kamedalgi, Dulugi, once he saw they're skipping paragraphs, Amar Shmamina, Minag of Hosein, they're just having a Minag, they're just saying Psukim of Tehillim, but it's not really a real din of saying it. And the Tana Yachid Lo Yaskel Vim Ischel Gomer. The Tana says a person shouldn't start it, but if a person does start it, then you're allowed to. What does that mean, a Yachid? So at one time I was at a Beis Avel, it was Rosh Chodesh, and they don't say Halel in a Beis Avel on Rosh Chodesh. So I came back, I was in learning yeshiva, I didn't know what the halacha was. I came back, I wasn't sure if I'm supposed to say Halel now by myself. It happened as I walked into YU, or if Will was coming down the stairs, I asked him, he says, you don't say it. A Yachid doesn't say it. If you say it in the Tzibur, fine. But if you missed it, if you're doubting by yourself, and then you wouldn't necessarily say Halal on Rosh Chodesh. Now, there's a whole discussion here in the Tosos and others. There's a question whether you say Bracha on al Minhag. Do you say a Bracha when you do a Minhag? What does that mean? So the Gemara here says that Rosh Chodesh Halal is a Minhag Avosenu. So we say Bracha. Svaradim do not say Brachas. So they bring a Raya from here that must be that they said Brachas. Why? Because if they didn't say a bracha and started halal right away, he would have known that, of course, they weren't keeping the real mitzvah of halal. He was no reason for him to stop anything. So they must have said a bracha. He heard them say a bracha. He's like, what's going on? Are you saying the bracha of halal? But then he starts seeing them. They're skipping psukim and paragraphs. So then he realized this was only a minug. So this is the riot that you do say a bracha on a minug. But many others, Rabbeinu Tam, I think it's quoted here in Tosos. Right? Look at the first line of Tosos. He writes, Dibra Maschal Amar, Yesh Mefarshim, Da Minug, Lo Mevarchin, Mehacha. They bring a source from here that you don't say bracha in a minug, and it goes on to explain this shakla retari here. The Gemara in Sukkah and the Gemara in Brachos, they all talk about this concept. This also very much connects to, I think they connect this as well, to women saying brachas on mitzvah aseh, shehazman grama as well. Women are allowed to perform mitzvah aseh, shehazman grama if they want, but they don't have to. And if they do decide to shake the lulav, for example, would they say bracha or would they not say bracha? Any svardim in here? No svardim. So the Ashkenazim paskin that we do say brachas, and Sfarad paskin that you don't say brachas. It might be dependent on this. I don't remember exactly. Serious Omer also about which part? So not necessarily true. It could be. That's a big discussion. Is Serious Omer considered mitzvah? Say,
so Sfarad women do not make a bracha.
Sfarad do not make them. They do not make one. Okay. So so dependent. There's a Ramban in Kedushin. There's a different girso. He has Rashi Tevos, Samich Pei Hei or Ayin. I don't remember exactly Rashi Tevos. It's giving a list of what's considered mitzvahs aseh shehazman grama. So many interpret that Rashi Tevos to mean the Ramban thinks that Sfiras Omer is a mitzvahs aseh shehazman grama, and there's good reason to think that it is because it's time bound between two yomtifs. Supposed to say at nighttime. Others think it's not necessarily dependent on time because it's really dependent on a maisa. It's a maisa of the carbon. You bring the carbon omer, that's a zman grama, is when a time causes the mitzvah to be in existence. When night comes, so then you could say Shema nighttime. When day comes, now you could say Shema. But something that's caused by an action, that's not time, that's not created by time. So you bring the carbon omer on day two of Pesach, it's the carbon that causes the mitzvah sphere's omer. That's not necessarily time bound. So that's part of the discussion. Okay, by the way, we strongly discourage women from saying brachas and Sfiras Omer because they're likely to forget. That's what's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. He says this. So one time, there was a girl who came back from seminary. This goes back probably around 10 years ago, and she was like very fiery coming back from seminary. She asked me, why is it true that women can't say Sfiras Omer? Why can't they say bracha? I said, you really can say bracha, but you're going to forget because you don't go to shul. So I da mar every single night. I'm not going to forget my Sfiras Omer. I'm for sure going to catch it. So a couple weeks later, I was visiting my parents in Teaneck. This girl was from Teaneck. And then I happened to see her Shabbos morning. So I said, oh, how's the counting coming along? Oh, she said, oh, I forgot last night, but thank you for reminding me now. Since then, she went strong. But it's very hard for women to, if they don't go to shul at night, it's hard for them to remember to count.
So do we actually get discouraged?
Yeah, we do.
So you don't tell me the way to stop?
No, but again, nowadays you have reminders on the phone, makes it easier.
Right.
But again, there was a period of time my wife really wanted to, and she kept it. But then, as life went on, it was harder for her to. Now I tell her not to count, to count, but not to say the bracha. She probably missed half the sphere already this year. Just it gets busy for them. So it depends how committed they are to counting sphere. But if she's been going strong up until now, until whatever tonight is, so then let her finish the rest of it off. Okay. Gemara now says the two dots. Chamisha Dvarim Ira Esavoseinu B'Shiva Sabar Tamas. There are five things that happened to our great-grandparents on Shiva Sabar Tamas, V'chulei, and they are, the Gemara, the Mishnah listed them. So first of them is Nishbaru Haluchos. The Luchos are broken on Shiva Sabar Tamas. Minon, how do you know this to be true? The sign of the Braitza tells us some math here, some calculations of the dates. V'shi Shalachodesh Nitnu Aser Sadibros L'Yisrael, according to the Tanakhama, I spoke about this on Sunday. Vav Sivan, according to the Tanakhama, was the day that Luchos were given. And Rabbi Yossi Omer Rabbi Shivabo, it was in the 7th. In Mandam Rabbi Shisha, Nitnu, Bishisha Nitnu, Rabbi Shiva Allah. The one who thinks the 6th was given on the 6th, but then Moshe ascended the mountain on the 7th day to go learn for the next 40 days. In Mandam Rabbi Shiva, Bishiva Nitnu, Bishiva Allah. So the one who thinks on the 7th, so we were given the Luchos on the day 7, and that very same day, Moshe went up to begin the 40-day count. So everybody's in agreement, though, that the date that Moshe Rabbeinu went up, the first day that he went up to learn for 40 days, was on Zayin Sivan. So now the Gemara does some calculations. First, how do I know that's the case, that Moshe went up on day 7? Vayikra el Moshe b'yom ha'shvi, and he called up to Moshe on the 7th day. Uvkshiv v'yeva Moshe b'soch ha'anan, he entered into the cloud on the 7th day. V'yal el ha'ar, went to the mountain. V'yhi Moshe b'har arbaim yom v'arbaim laila. He was there for 40 days, 40 nights. Esim v'arbad de Sivan. So now let's do some math. There are 24 days remaining in Sivan. So Sivan ends on day 30. So including day 7. So from 6 to 30 is 24 days. So then Vishit Sar de Tamas. Then there are 16 days of Shiva Sabar Tamas. That's a total of 40. Malulu arbaim. That completes the 40 days. Now Vishiv Sar de Tamas, the 17th. Nachas Asa. He came down. Also the Savrinu Luchos, and he broke the Luchos. It's written by he Kasher Karvel Machane Moshe drew closer to the Machane by Yaris Ha'egel. He saw the eagle by Ashlech Miyadav has a Luchos. He threw down the Luchos from his hand by Shaber Osam Tachasar, and he broke them. He smashed them on the bottom of the mountain. That's how we know the Luchos are broken on Shiva Sabar Tamas. Batel Tamid. How do we know that the carbon Tamid was stopped on that day? Gemara. We have a certain tradition. That was the date. Hufka Ir, Bishivasar, Hava, how do we know that? They had broken open into the city on the 17th. Haksiv, doesn't the Pasuk say, Bechodesh Harvi, Betisha Lachodesh, wasn't on the 4th month, which is Tammuz, and the 9th day, not the 17th, and on the 9th day, Vayichazek Harab Ir, and the famine was so great on the city. Uksiv Basra, and right afterwards it says, Vatiboka Ir, and they broke open to the city, it was really the 9th, not the 17th. Amarava, Rava says, Lokasha, Kamba, Rishona, Kambishni. One was referring to the first base of Mikdash, and one was referring to the Baisheni. The Sani, the Baisha says, Barishona, Hufkair, Betisha, Betamas, Ubishnia, Bishivasar. Then the next thing that happened on Shivasar Betamas was Sarif Apostamas, as a Torah, that's a Gemara, that he burned the Sefer Torah, that's a tradition that we have. And then the fourth thing that happened was, Hemid, Telem, Behechal, they had stationed a idol in the Heichal. Minalan, how do I know this to be true? Dichsid, the Pasuk says, Umeis Husar HaTamid, from the moment they removed the Tamid, Blaseis Shikutz Shomim, they had placed something disgusting, namely the Tselem, the idol, in the Beis HaMikdash. So asks the Gemara, the Chadhava, where's the only one Tselem that they placed? Paksiv, doesn't the Pasuk say, Valkanaf Shikutzim Shumim, there were multiple idols? Amarava Trehavu, there were actually two. The Nafel Chad al Chavre, one fell onto the other. The Tavre lay liade and broke the other idol's hand. The Shakach Tavaksiv, and it turns out it was written on that Tselem, the full Tselem, it was written the following words, Ant Tzavis Lecharuve Besa. You're the one, you want to destroy the base Hashem. Yadach Hashem is lay. So your hand will pay for it. How are they interpreting this? Let's see, look at Rashi. Rashi says on the top of Chaf Tesam and Aleph, "An Tzavis LaChruve, you want to destroy the base of the bias." The Yadech Hashlim Eslei had Tzelam Omer LaChavero. One idol said to the next, "Atara Tisa LaChruve Beisel Shemakom Shetiach Shetisa Yisrael Achrecha." You want to destroy the fact that you are attracting Klai Yisrael to serve you. It means that you want to destroy the base of Mikdash. V'ani Asisi Becha Nekama, I'm going to take revenge on you. V'shilam Telecha Yadei, I'm going to therefore knock off your hand. So that's what happened. So it was two, but then it turned into only one Tselem, one full Tselem. Okay, we'll stop here. And Mita Hashem, we will pick up Shabbat afternoon, an hour before Mincha.